Unit 4. Students on Ice. An Adventure to the Canadian Arctic. Listening 1.
Welcome, everybody. Today we'll talk about Students on Ice, which is a popular organization offering unique expeditions for teenagers to the Antarctic and the Arctic. The main aim of these extraordinary trips is to make teenagers more aware of our planet. We've invited two teenagers who took part in such an expedition to the Arctic. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you.
We can't wait to hear the incredible story about your trip.
Well, last summer, I went on a journey to Canada's Arctic with Students on Ice. When I left Calgary, I wondered what I would find, what I would learn, and who I would meet. But when I first met the group of students, scientists, and expedition leaders, I knew that I didn't have anything to worry about. The group was amazingly nice, and I was soon a part of a big, lovely family setting out on an amazing adventure, an adventure of a lifetime. When we reached the Arctic, I was completely overwhelmed by its beauty, and my senses were extremely amazed and fascinated.
Wow, I can imagine.
I stood on the deck of the Polar Star and saw countless huge icebergs, 12 polar bears, and mountainous islands. I flew over gigantic glaciers and stood on the frozen Arctic Ocean, where polar bears walk in search of seal holes and patiently wait for a meal. I learned that polar bears are successful only one out of every 20 hunting attempts. I learned that if the Greenland ice cap melted, the world's water level would rise 22 feet and land and cities would be flooded. However, I realized that the Arctic and its inhabitants are being threatened by pollution and global warming. Our expedition leader told us that icebergs are broken off parts of glaciers and that 7/8 of each iceberg is submerged underwater. Every day I experienced a new adventure. I talked with well-known scientists, hiked up steep mountains, and flew over riverbeds. I made good friends with people from different parts of North America and Inuit friends who gave me the name Amahuak, which means baby wolf. Talking about the trip is extremely difficult because words can't express the beauty of the Arctic precisely. The trip was unbelievably exciting. I've learned more about our environment and particularly how interesting the Arctic is and why it is so important to take care of it. The Arctic is a land of incredible beauty, which needs to be preserved. My trip with Students on Ice has made me more aware of trying to ensure that I don't leave negative or harmful footprints on either Earth or its people.
Thank you, Andrew. That was really interesting.